complicated story now, but fascinating. A spy headline from Moscow, but it's no Cold War George Smiley John le Carré tale. This is the discovery of a computer infiltration of so-called malware into Middle Eastern computer networks. The worm-like malware is being called Flame, and it has attacked computers in Iran, Lebanon, and the Gulf, but not denying service or shutting things down. No, it sits quietly inside the computer, collecting information and passing it along. It has been, according to its discoverers, doing that for more than 2 years. Joining us now is Reuel Schauenberg, a senior security researcher for Kaspersky Lab, the company that discovered Flame. Also joining us is Kim Zetter. She's a senior writer at Wired Magazine and wrote about Flame for the magazine's Threat Level blog. Reuel and Kim, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Reuel, let me begin with you. What does Flame do? As I see it described in some of your posts and on Wired, it's almost like a universal plug-in. If this software is in a computer machine, you have a lot of access to it that you wouldn't normally have. Reuel, how does it work?
Well, it basically gives the attacker complete access to the computer, and by default, it's basically your complete spy kit or cyber espionage kit in this case. But the attackers have the possibility to upload any module into the computer as they see fit. Flame is very reliant on different modules. And depending on what the attackers want to achieve with a particular target, they can decide to upload different modules. And right now, we don't believe that we've actually uncovered all modules that are out there in the world. So right now, this looks just like a cyber espionage operation. So it's all about gathering intelligence. But there could be different aspects to it that are yet to be discovered.
Talking with Reuel Schauenberg, who's a senior security researcher for Kaspersky Lab, the company that discovered this Flame software malware inside computers in the Middle East. Kim Zetter, what Reuel is describing here is a technology platform for essentially creating a whole range of information sources inside a computer. I mean, is he saying that I could actually send a module into this platform that would put a webcam on somebody's computer so I could see them clandestinely, a microphone, that sort of thing?
Well, yeah, so this is essentially a tailored toolkit, and you can adjust it depending on what you want to do on each targeted machine. Yes, they can turn on the camera, although this one doesn't have that as far as I know specifically, but they can turn on the internal microphone in your computer in order to listen to conversations while you're having Skype phone calls or while you're just having conversations in the vicinity of the computer. They could conceivably also, yes, turn on your camera. They're taking screenshots of communications that you're having on the system, so any writing that you're doing, instant messaging, any emails that you're sending. And they're also enabling Bluetooth on a computer, which will act as a beacon in order to find other Bluetooth-enabled devices in the vicinity.
Including an agent's Bluetooth device that might be in the vicinity, right?
Sure, anyone. So essentially, they can, if you have a Bluetooth-enabled laptop and you have your phone nearby, they can use your laptop in order to get into your phone and download, for instance, the contacts in your address book.
Talking to Kim Zetter, who's a senior writer at Wired Magazine. Reuel Schauenberg, is there any evidence of who's receiving information on the computers where this platform is now residing, say, in Iran? If it was Iran, I certainly have a short list of who might be on the target list there. But what do you think, Reuel?
Right now, with regards to targets, it's not very clear who the actual target is. We have seen some of these cyber operations happening in Iran before with Stuxnet and Dooku, and particularly with Dooku, it was a set of, let's say, 50 or so targets, definitely no more than 50 globally. With Flame, we see hundreds of targets so far, and we expect to see over 1,000 globally as our research continues. And so far, we haven't been able to determine what the commonality is between all these targets. But when we look at the flame and when we examine the code and how it operates and all that, there aren't any similarities in the code between Flame and Stuxnet. There are some techniques and technologies being used by Flame that were only previously found in Stuxnet. And that makes us believe that whoever commissioned Flame also commissioned Stuxnet.
Reuel Schallenberg is talking about Stuxnet, of course, the other cyber attack that we've talked about on this program within the last year and a half. Kim Zetter, is there any sense of authorship here or any sense of a countermeasure that might be taken either by the targeted countries or here in the United States if we're worried about Flame?
Well, in terms of targeted measures, the easiest solution that you're going to have is what the antivirus companies come up with in terms of signatures to detect the malicious files. It's interesting, though, that there is a component, one of the modules that Kaspersky found, that will actually remotely kill the malware on your system. So if they can send out this command before you do a scan of your machine, they can eliminate any trace of it, so you might never even know that you were infected.
So Reuel Schallenberg, it's got its own suicide pin, just like the old Cold War spies.
It definitely has its own uninstall command, and that's something we see in more malware, though it's not that common. But the big difference here is that it actually wipes out every trace. Normally, when we see uninstall commands within malware, there are still some traces left. But these guys were very thorough in their uninstall routines.
All right, very quickly, how scared should I be about this, Reuel Schallenberg?
Well, so far, the main target seems to be the Middle East. So I guess in North America, not so much of a target. But there are cyber attacks going on all the time.
Indeed. Reuel Schallenberg, senior security researcher for Kaspersky Lab. Also with us, Kim Zetter, senior writer at Wired Magazine. She wrote about Flame, which is what we're talking about here, for Wired Magazine's Threat Level blog. Thanks, Kim.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.